Hi Rob again, and welcome to Module 4, where we'll be looking at how to find stories and find an easy way of finding a story that's going to be useful. Question always is, in relation to stories, how can we find a story that's going to be useful? Anyone can tell stories, anyone can listen to stories, anyone can find a way of even reading stories from a book, but how can we find a story? How can we construct a story? How can we make use of a story that's going to be helpful to the client, not just fill in time? So we're going to explore one way of finding out which kind of story and what way of telling a story is going to be useful for different clients. And also I'm including a PDF about just some examples of some stories that I've accumulated. And that's really just an invitation for us to continue to be curious about what kind of stories we can find. There's actually no shortage of them. They're all around us. Children tell stories, but there are stories in books and television series and and films. They're just everywhere. So there's no shortage of stories. The dilemma is finding one that's going to fit, and that's the fun. And also, I've added some ideas how we can include stories into a session. And with the previous PDF about a session format, this format of how we might include stories is just a guide. It's something to play with. It's something to explore. And just as our dog, if you can see down on the side there, likes to stick a nose into things. So you can stick your nose into finding ways that you can play with the structure that I've offered there. Not try and stick to it. And in fact, if you don't like it, just ignore it totally. And then there's a session where we can explore how this might play out in reality. So have a good time exploring this. It's just a guide. Make your own variations, and in particular, have some fun with it. Thanks.